see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes.
Testing.
The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show, Watchmen for Jesus, 2 hours, coming at you this afternoon. Woo, I got a hot show for you today. It's going to make some people hot. They ain't going to like it. I hope y'all like it. There's some folks out there that's not going to like it too much. I count on it. I'm going to expose a lot today. I did yesterday, I'm told. You know, sometimes I don't even know what I said after the show. Honestly, there's people that keep track of it for me sometimes, and friends of mine, that, Tom, here's what you said. Oh, did I? Really? I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. I'm not being, what's the word, sensational or whatever. I don't know what. I'm being serious about it. Sometimes I don't even know what I said after I said it. I'll let the Spirit guide me. I really do. You know, sometimes I put the show together 15 minutes before I get started. People ask me an hour ahead of time, Tom, what are you going to talk about? And I have no idea until it's about that time. This is how it's always been for 5 years. It's always been this way. I'm not a broadcaster. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I'm an anti-terrorist analyst. Worked for the State Department, the EOE, different places. I've been overseas and la-da-da. I've been in the middle of a lot of places, a lot of things. Kuwait, Kosovo, Congo, Saudi Arabia. Always in the outskirts of the, or peripheral of the main action. Not my choice. But God's put me in different places. It's been by coincidence. Every single contract, assignment, job has always been by accident. Some way. This is how it's always been since 1987. When I got out of the Marine Corps. and just, it's like a whirlwind. Back and forth, to and fro. Taking Jesus as my Savior in 83, and I fell back a few times. Back and forth. Tested, trialed. Is this such a word as trialed? And everybody else could claim the same thing in their own lives in some way. Everybody. God's going to give you an opportunity. He gives everybody an opportunity to make good, to do the right thing. He already knows what you're going to do before you do it. But he still gives you the opportunity. Today I'm going to talk about the true conspiracy and the road to Helter Skelter. Family, I'm missing some pieces. I gotta somehow this week, between now and Sunday, my goal. In my jigsaw puzzle in my head about this conspiracy, I have been right many occasions, but this only because I know their agenda. I can put the pieces of the puzzle in to a certain degree. But when you know they're in game, things just kind of fall in place. It's nothing special. It's just not belonging to any group or organization, country, flag, whatever, to keep me distracted. I don't sign petitions. I don't do in marches. I don't get involved in all that stuff. Because, family, 98% of all the marches, movements, organizations are put up by the Illuminati themselves. It's almost every one. All of them. And if they're not, you can guarantee, even the John Birch Society, you can guarantee, 100% sure that they're going to be infiltrated by one of the Freemasons, Knights of Malta. Somebody is going to be involved in secret societies to stick their little bitty nose in the business of something good going on, to find out what's going on so they can control it. That's only when it starts taking some kind of lead and advancement to making something happen legislatively, financially, morally, whatever, it takes a move. They're going to infiltrate it, guaranteed, 1,000% sure. And the Freemasons covered over, we're doing a good deed, and we do good at the hospitals, we help old widows. But a lot of the Freemasons at the first 3 degrees, they don't understand what they're involved in. Brainwashed maximum. And if they do good, they really mean well, they're not going to advance past Master Mason. The goal of Masonry that the Freemasons lower level don't know is the elimination of Christianity. Christianity was created in 325 AD by Constantine, who was the first, the Summus Pontifex, later become the Pope, to organize religion, to control it, to keep mankind away from Jesus. Yes, and to create holidays based on pagan roots, covered in the Christian icing, but paganistic roots, as a fact. And then later, after they ceased the killing of Christians in the Colosseums, they resumed it and they called it the Inquisition. 50 to 68 million Christians were killed, and Jews, between 1200 AD and 1800 AD, were murdered, tortured, beyond your imagination, by the Roman Catholic Church. Fact. Not myth, not theory. Fact. That's just the Inquisition. Plus, it's not counting the wars the Jesuits produced, not counting the death of every single U.S. military, from our perspective, in Arlington of World War II and Korea. You can blame it squarely on the Council of Foreign Relations, absolutely. Working with, in concert, the Communist Chinese, Nazis, fascists, all working together through the Vatican to set up for the New World Order. This is a reality. Fact can be proven. Satan is prince of this world, but he ain't king. He lost it in the flood. And the fallen angels had to watch their children kill themselves and die in the flood. The watchers came back after the flood to start anew again. And they did. Gave rise to the pharaohs of a hybrid race of people. And yes, the pharaohs, hybrids, migrated to Europe to become the royalty they have today. David Icke is a non-Christian. He's a New Ager like Jordan Maxwell, Tessarion, Woodcock, Camelot, the whole lot of them. However, they do have 80-90% accurate information. But what they do is they throw a little speck of gasoline in the coffee cup in order to mislead and associate the truth with some fictional additive. So now you'll doubt the truth. So they tell you the truth, throw a little gasoline on it to make you doubt it. That's how they do it. Very clever how they do that. That's David Icke. He comes up with that reptilian nonsense. So that way, the average person says, oh, the reptilian, gosh. They hear 90%, 80% truth, and then they throw that little dropper of gasoline in the coffee, ruins the whole cup, the whole pot. That's how they do it. This is by design. And it works, too. It's called a mind wipe. So they give you the truth, then they discredit it by some other bit of nonsense information. It's very clever how they're trained to do that. Notice I said how they're trained to do that. I'm going to give you cold, hard facts. And when it's an opinion, I'll tell you, it's based on these facts. Now you make up your own mind. I don't give you my opinion. My opinion is worthless. It's based on the same education system everybody else's is. So I don't trust my opinion. Never have and never will. I trust what the Spirit tells me, but based on the Bible, King James Bible. If I hear something contrary in my head and my heart that's contrary to the Bible, I know when they're coming from God. Satan's on my butt then, and I got to find a way to get rid of him by praying to the Spirit. Get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of my son, my Father, Jesus Christ. I know I have a weak spot. I got to find it. This is how it works. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I got loads to tell you today. It's going to be a mixture, but it's also connected. Throw things at you, but they're all connected. Lord, we thank you today. Father, we come across these holiday times that, Lord, that we know the true meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of this holiday season is that your son has been born. Father, we don't really know when, but Lord, we know he's here. We know he's coming back. And Lord, this is the spirit of this season, is to give glory to the Lord, not to ourselves, not to presents, not to eggnog and not to Christmas trees and all this, Father, but it's to give glory to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he came in this world. No matter what date, what month, or what year, Father, we just know he's here. And that's the spirit of the season. Lord, to be thankful that he is here. That in some whatever month it was, Father, that fact is he was born. He lived a life as a human. Died, but rose again. And Father, we know he's coming back as our Savior. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given your only begotten Son that we should live. Father, we thank you for the Word of God that tells us why this story began, how this story went through, how this story is going to end. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible, the true Word of God on the face of this planet, the only one. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity we have to read it and the Holy Spirit to guide us. Father, if there's ways that we don't understand what's written, that Lord, we pray and we know that we got to connect to that Holy Spirit. That Lord, we depend on the Holy Spirit to guide us through the Bible. There's a lot of things in there some of us don't quite get, that Lord, that we know later the Holy Spirit will connect those dots. Father, give us patience to get through the studies. Father, we pray for our brethren to have them awake and come to the truth of the Lord. Father, we pray that you'll cover those that's following the Lord, following you, Father, that you protect them with the blood of the Spirit, the blood of Jesus, using the Spirit, Lord, to guide them. That, Father, you'll keep Satan away. That, Father, they'll be able to learn and to be able to live. And through the trials and tribulations, Father, to make them stronger. Father, we pray for our family members. We pray for our friends. Those, Father, that's trying to find the Word, trying to live the Word, trying to spread the Word, Lord, you protect them with the blood of Jesus, that, Father, they won't be attacked and demonized in their taskings that you've given them. That, Father, the Holy Spirit will speak clear and plainly. That, Father, will guide them to the next step. Father, we do welcome those trials and tribulations. We know that they're there to make us stronger. But, Father, we also know that we won't put more than we can handle. But, Lord, we need that Spirit to guide us through that hard part. Lord, we pray for our veterans. We know, Father, they're being targeted of that. There's no doubt. And, Lord, they've been targeted with technology and psychotropic drugs and all these things that, Father, is committing suicide as a design. Father, we call upon you to thwart this design, to bring whistleblowers to the surface. Lord, whistleblowers is going to expose this attack on our military personnel and, Lord, and their families. We pray, Lord, you'll keep that suicide, the demonic entities of suicide, away from citizens and from those, Father, that's trying to find the truth. That, Father, we know the suicide, the spirits of suicide are going to come around. And these drugs open up the holes. Father, we pray to you that, Lord, you'll use that Holy Spirit to guide them, protect them away from these spirits of suicide and death. Father, these, we also pray against these Ouija boards and against these methods of opening up these portals. Lord, you'll close those portals down. But we need Holy Spirit power. We need that protection and the Holy Spirit to guide these families through these times, to be aware of how Satan enters the homes. Lord, we pray for an awakening of the Freemasons, an awakening of the secret society members, that, Lord, that they will follow their hearts instead of their secret oaths. That, Father, you'll touch those hearts. And, Father, find witnesses within the lodges to lead others away from the lodge and to the love of Jesus to become born again. Father, only through supernatural can this happen. All these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Is there any disagreement that there is evil that resides on this earth? It's not really a trick question. It's not a trick question. It's an obvious question. Yes. Is that evil of humankind only? Can humankind orchestrate this evil, the conspiracy you see before you, that's ongoing, that seems to be connected, going back generations? Do you really believe that humans, with their changing of their families and their dynasties and all this, and their lusts and their changes of the education, the cultures and so forth, that they can maintain a conspiracy like this consistent? You think a human can do that? That this is human conspiracy going back generations, generations, generations? It would lead someone with some basic common sense to realize there's got to be a supernatural world out there we can't see. To guide, the humans can't do this. Impossible. It's not possible. So people would come to the conclusion that, yeah, there's a supernatural force out there. Well, that supernatural force, you see the evil today, do you think this supernatural force created mankind? Somebody created mankind. This world just didn't pop up out of nothing from nothing. So do you think the evil created the world, created the universe? Well, if it did, you got some kind of dumb evil going on because it created a way that it could destroy itself. That's not smart. And if this evil that created the world and the universe that you see today, if this evil created the universe, why would they not have already maintained a new world order under a despotic, evil government? How come we're not already there? How come there's even good at all in this world? How come there's still a way by which you can be saved? And there's still good in this world. Why would there be even that? Yeah, because the evil didn't create it. God did. God's all good. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He's a loving God, a powerful God. He created everything. And the evil comes from the fallen angels that he created that had free will, that made the wrong will choice. And trying to now convince mankind to make the same evil choices by using rewards and awards and rewards and promotions and money and all kinds of ways of enticing the human side of mankind. But they keep failing. They haven't achieved their world government. They keep trying. Trying means they haven't completed it yet. So, if God, the good, created this universe, do you really think the evil can outthink God, the creator? I mean, do you really believe that? It's not even possible. God could take apart every molecule he wanted to anytime he wants to. What he created, he said, well, I've created it, now there's no way to erase it. You got to be kidding me. No, he could erase it any time and start all over with a new Adam and Eve, a new everything. But he let that child that he created, Adam and Eve, go all the way through protected to Noah. He kept that bloodline going. Started all over again. But he has to have that choice. If you don't have the choice of picking evil or good, then you have no free will. So he was bound by his own plan to provide you the choice of making that choice. That was awkward. Of giving you that choice between picking good and picking evil so you can exercise free will. Why free will? Why exercise it? Because you cannot have unconditional love without the choice of free will choice. So you can't do it. So you had to give Adam and Eve that choice. That's all they had. The choice was become a god or follow me. You become a god, you ain't going to be able to handle it. Because mankind don't have the ability. Family, in this world, you ever notice something? You're probably thinking, you educated folks out there thinking, well, yeah, I know a lot, but you better be specific here, bud. And I'll say, okay, I will. You ever notice that everything physical, I mean, there's no exception. Nothing. No exception. Everything in this world that exists in our sphere of existence that you can eat, chew, touch, feel, smell, whatever it is, that's not supernatural, but physical in this world that tickles your five senses. Everything burns up, is consumed for energy, or just consumed, period, rots, rusts, dies, and maybe mutates, and then dies because it mutated. You know why? Because of the law of entropy and thermodynamics. See, everything moves. I'm not a scientist, but I'm just an old country boy, you know. But I do know a little bit about the theory of relativity. Einstein's E equals MC squared over 2. Or equals MC squared. Based on 186,000 miles per second. You think that's traveling, right? No. That's the tricky part of that theory. Then what you think is about traveling. Like going from one planet to another and you go so fast you come back and everything's... No, that's not what it's about at all. It ain't what it's about. 186,000 miles per second is the base of frequency vibration of particles within our physical world. What does that mean? Well, in simplistically speaking, the molecules of an ice cube, when using energy, microwave, stove, whatever, increases the speed of the molecule vibrations of the ice cube, it melts. and turns to water, it changes shape. It's on its way out to die. The ice cube's getting ready to die. You understand? It's getting older. And so you increase and you turn the heat up more. More energy equals mass times speed of light squared. You turn up more energy, that be heat. It could be electromagnetic energy. Could be a different kind of energy. Doesn't have to be heat. Because the movements of the molecules creates heat. Burns up. Uh-huh. That's right. So when you increase the heat on that ice cube, turns to water, let's really crank that sucker up, okay? Pshaw. And you go back and you kind of forget about it while you come back and you got a messed up pan and there's no water in there. You know why? Because that water turned to steam. Because you increased the speed of the molecule so much, they just said, man, we're out of here. So the steam, the water even gets so hot, man, it jumps out of the pan. It says, we're flying away, man, we're out of here. It says, it's too hot for my butt. So we turn to steam, we're gone. Too hot for me in here, those molecules say. You can't take a steam bath in ice cubes. If you tried to, they'd think you're crazy. So what the deal is, our bodies are the same way. You understand? So everything is moving at a certain vibrational level, a frequency of rate vibration. And by ELF, electromagnetic energy, you create an increase of molecule vibrations to over 500,000 miles per second or a million miles per second, really fast, you're going to disappear into another dimensional space. That's how they channel. So energy equals mass times speed of light squared is simply solving for mass and the change of mass when you solve the equation. You already know the energy because it's already leveled. You already know what you want to use to dissipate the molecules. By increasing the energy, they can dissipate your molecules. They can put you into a chamber and cause you to disappear by increasing the electromagnetic energy. Beam me up, Scott, is real. Y'all getting the idea now? Now, when you can do that naturally by your own power, now you're getting to a godhood situation going on here. But see, the fallen angels can't do that. They need human energy sacrifice. They need to gather energy in this Kabbalah, tree of life thing going on, to gather the molecules together to take a physical body. You got it? Now, your body is made up of carbon, iron. Their physical structure, when they take on a physical body, like in the Sons of God of the Old Testament, or when they're conjured up, and like Elena Blavatsky brought in El Moria, Saint Germain, fallen angels, took physical form before them, they had to acquire a lot of physical energy, a lot of supernatural energy to take on a physical body, but temporarily. Or they can channel or produce avatars. Kind of like an avatar. These are high-level operators. Lincoln was an avatar. Bismarck. Plato. I've got documented that Da Vinci was an avatar of the fallen angels. Michelangelo. Krishna. Buddha. Y'all got it now? This is high-level stuff I'm talking about. That's how they do it. If they don't have enough energy to manifest themselves, they channel through a body they've picked, chosen, worked with, mind-washed to be able to go inside them like Charles Manson, like the monks in the Himalayas and Tibet. Because they cleanse their mind, they are possessed because of the sex, murder, or meditation, or yoga. Yoga practices allows possession. Now, y'all get it? Is that really works? Now, if the body is not prepared, and the DNA is not modified, your carbon-based body, your carbon-based DNA, will be consumed. It will burn from the inside out. Because the entity comes inside, manipulates your molecules, and they can't handle it because they don't have, listen, They don't have carbon, excuse me, they don't have copper-based DNA. A higher level of flesh to handle the input of the energy. They cannot be possessed and they will consume and burn and die. Or the life force quickly ages them. Once the entity leaves, they age very, very, very quickly. Now, I have severely simplified a very complex. I could go on about this, but I'm not. I'm letting you all see how the supernatural interacts with the natural at the highest level of government, scientists, artists, musicians, scientists. Now you got it? So that's why they keep the DNA of the fallen angels that's been mixed with daughters of man into one bloodline. They don't marry outside of it because that bloodline has that copper-based DNA. That's special. Men of renown and giants. Hence, holidays, special days, full moons, ritual, invocations, conjures up these demons to receive that power. Hence, sacrifice of children, Mayans, Egyptians, child sacrifice, Nimrod learned it, killed by Shem when Shem, his great uncle, found out that Nimrod learned the secrets and was killing, sacrificing. The pain, the agony of the human enhances the force and the power received by the fallen angels to receive, to be able to manifest. They do this today at your Pentagon. They do this today in your ritualized, that the secret societies have these rituals of how they produce their super soldiers, remote viewing of enhancement of the body through possession. In other words, sacrifice of children, rape, sodomy. That's the royal secret of 33rd degree Freemasons. Took me a while to explain that, but I got to it. It's called the royal secret. Only a third of the 33rd degrees even know. They have secret projects in the Russians and the U.S. Projects of how to harness this power. How to harness Wicca. Witchcraft, now you know why. It's not just because of evil, because of the powers they possess. But it damns them. It's temporary. Now you see the details of what's really going on. So everything in this world, in a physical way, because of the vibrational capacity, So what keeps everything alive? God does. That's my point. Everything in this world. Everything because of the law of entropy. So we have evolution is absolutely impossible. It's not even scientifically possible to discuss evolution. Because it doesn't exist. Now it can be guided. Oh, that's where your dinosaurs came from. Manipulation of DNA by the fallen angels of horizontal evolution was guided, not accidental, not just evolution because of the way nature works, and Mother Earth and whatever else they come up with, nonsense. It was guided evolution. Guided evolution. Why do you think God sent the flood? Why do you think these dinosaurs are covered over? Like they are. Where do you think the Grand Canyon came from? The Colorado River? You got to be kidding me. I hope y'all don't believe that one. Family, there's bigger things going on today than just Ferguson. Ferguson, I'll talk about today. I guess I get around to it. It's just a distraction, a side note to keep you all tied up and busy. Now, okay. I probably burned your brains out because my brains are already burning. But nevertheless, family, that I just want to make a point. What I've told you is the truth. And I've summarized years of research in the past 30 minutes about this particular type of subject matter that involves physics and chemistry and biology and physics. I just said physics. And I've intensely studied it. And I keep it on a simple level. Otherwise, it gets so convoluted, you'd say, well, blah, 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 it's all, folks. But family, the supernatural is not only, the spiritual is not only some esoteric or, you know, ethereal feeling of some sort. It is physical, man. It is physical in your face. People die for it. People are murdered for it, tortured for it. That's the reason for all this torture. Pol Pot and Stalin, all this, so those fallen angels can gather body energy. It's not just because of the evil. It's about taking souls of Jesus, of God's people, of God's children. God destroyed his children. Satan and the fallen angels decided to destroy God's. Suicide. Drugs. Murder. War. But every step they make, every advance they take, and every achievement they achieve leads them straight to their final resting place, which ain't going to be resting at all. It's called hell. Because that's where they end up. And God's going to let it go for a while until the last person says, I take Jesus as my Savior. Until the evil gets more than the good. And boy, it's on. And their demise is sure. So the closer they get to success, the sooner they're going to go away. And they know that too. So see, for them, it's a double-edged sword. All their success will lead to total failure in every single case. So they want you to fear. Your fear shows your lack of faith. When you have no fear, you have strong faith, they lose. That's why they have certain high-level talk shows and whatever to cause you fear. You're going to die because of this. You're going to die because of that. Fukushima's 50,000% increase. Since when? And they got coffins down in Georgia. And they've got, I don't know what, in this and pablum in that and food and GMO. And there's a meteorite streaking down. It's going to kill us all. They're going to be hitting you with all this nonsense and mess until God says enough is enough. There's going to be trials and tests of you all that claim Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're going to be tested for real. Stand the test. Stay with Jesus. If you don't have him, don't say, I'm a Christian, I go to church. Man, that don't mean squat. That don't mean it's nothing, man. That means nothing. It's when you accept him as your Savior, renounce the sins. That means you've got to let go of that pride. It's got to go bye-bye. And become humble before him. Nobody, no human being, no pope, no pastor, preacher, rabbi, bishop, or cardinal, or whatever, but Jesus and Jesus alone. That's the message for today. That's what he put in my heart to say. This is real, man. This is real. I try to bring it to real to show you it's not just some, this is not a religious show. This is not a strictly a political, economic broadcast of the current news today, blah, blah, blah. This, I try to bring the whole picture into the pie, man, the whole picture. On an easy-to-understand basis. I keep it simple, yeah, so I can explain it. But notice, everything in this physical world burns up. This is impossible for it to continue. No way. The supernatural, that does continue. And it's coming to a crescendo. It's coming to a peak of end with a new beginning, not an end, a beginning after the physical goes away. You don't die. You go to heaven or you go to hell. done. Famous last words. And finally, I always keep saying finally, and something else keeps popping up. There's some news brought to my attention today that I want to kind of bring out, that I don't want to be negative in the holidays and all that, but I do want to be realistic about it. Here in the Mount Airy, near Winston-Salem and High Point, Greensboro, etc., family, in a paper today, a woman was riding home from a play, a Christmas play, in some place in Winston-Salem. On her way last night, Sunday night, not before last. And a drunken driver is blamed for the death of this Winston-Salem woman killed in a collision on her way home from a Christmas play at church Sunday night. The car she is riding in collided with a pickup. She is 79 years old. Riding in the back seat of the car and died in a wreck, and tells about that and so forth. Did you think she knew she was going to die that night? It's just a Christmas play in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That's all it was. Did you think she knew it? Well, that's an obvious question. Of course she didn't. You think the people driving that were intoxicated, that went halfway on across the road, did they have any idea they were going to kill somebody that night? You think they did it on purpose? No. Not only that, but also in the Mount Airy news, it talks about a Surrey County pair died in a chain reaction crash just sitting there back in October. Back in October, just sitting there, and here comes a tractor and trailer, a trucker, for whatever reason, couldn't stop and hit six cars on US 52. Killed a few people. Do you think them just sitting there, they thought they were going to go? Do you think the driver did it on purpose? No. Paper today. Yep. Fayetteville Veterans Administration is being sued after a veteran kills his wife and himself. How many times have I talked about this? 26 suicides per day, and that's minimal. It's more than that probably, because they're keeping the numbers down. I've copy-pasted the article that said 26 suicides per day. I can't find it anymore. You find the one with 20 suicides per day. When it said 26 suicides per day, I can't find it. But I got copy-pasted it. So I know which ones they're going to take. Yeah. Well, the Fayetteville Veterans Affairs failed to provide proper care, follow-up treatment, before a veteran killed his wife and then himself. Family of a 62-year-old veteran filed a lawsuit Wednesday seeking $40 million. This veteran went to the Fayetteville VA in June 2012, prescribed Zoloft after complaining of suicidal thoughts. A few weeks later, he tried to shoot himself and spent several days in the VA's psychiatric unit. Records show he had thoughts or plans about killing other people. Adams killed his 56-year-old wife and himself in July 2012. Now, it makes you wonder, if it's just one, you'd think, well, maybe he had PTSD. Then you go step up, well, he was demonized. He goes step up, well, wait a minute. There's a whole lot of them out there. There's 26 per day. Now, you know, what's it going to take for someone to say, I think something's going on here? What does it take to wake people up? Did you know that your Council of Foreign Relations and Joint Chief of Staff, that they work together? Your Joint Chief of Staff all former lieutenants or ensigns or whatever at one time or another? Along the way, get pulled into secret societies with a blood oath to Lucifer, Satan, and they become members of the Joint Chief of Staff because of their records and all that, and the fact they are secret societies, to become generals, four-star generals, admirals that work for the Joint Chief of Staff, that brief the murderers at Council of Foreign Relations, that in fact have been accused since December the 9th, 1950, even as far back as Lincoln, talking about the Jesuits controlling and setting up the wars already ahead of time. The Council of Foreign Relations are blamed for all of the deaths of World War II and Korea, blamed squarely on the Council of Foreign Relations. December the 9th, 1950, article, Chicago Tribune. It's never been refuted, and it won't be, because they are responsible. I got the details. How Pearl Harbor was set up. Chiang Kai-shek was not allowed to invade communist China to make it free. Our own government, State Department, used the 7th Fleet to blockade the free Chinese from taking their homeland back. Our own Navy fleet working against our troops in Korea, fighting our Navy fleet working against them. Family, this is off the wall, crazy. And not a word is being said. What are y'all going to do about it? It's not about a military takeover either. Now they're trying to promote a military takeover. Rick Joyner, I played that yesterday. I won't play it today. And Jerry Boykin and all the rest of them, a military takeover of the U.S. government. Helter Skelter as a distraction. Coming your way by secret societies and Joint Chief of Staff that works for the Illuminati. Turning their back on their own veterans that they've worked for and worked for them. Traitors they are, every doggone one of them that puts their foot inside the Council of Foreign Relations to brief them. Cowards and traitors. Oh, they'll lose a career if they say, well, I'm not briefing the Council of Foreign Relations. Well, they'll lose a career. But they choose not to. They choose to go along with the facade and facilitate the sacrifices that they're made of our troops, the 26 per day, to eliminate any resistance that might stop or thwart the coming of the North American Union. There's your connection. Because why? Their loyalty does not lie with God. Their loyalty lies with themselves and with the Illuminati, with the Vatican. Is where their loyalty lies. In evolution of mankind's next level. So they'll become gods. Hence 322. Genesis 3 verse 22. Secret number 322. Man to become as a god. And I'm here to tell them. And promise them. It will not happen. God will not allow that to happen. So everything they do today. Is for naught. Except bring heartache. Pain. And destruction to their own fellow mankind and country under the guise of being patriots. It's a lie. So why would a veteran kill his wife and kill himself and hear thoughts of suicide? Why would that happen?
Brain-machine interfaces, a technology that marks the beginnings of a new kind of man, the cyborg, the robot man. Neuro-robotic technology can be applied in different directions. The brain controlling the machine, or, inversely, the machine controlling the brain.
So we're just going to go through each one of these arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's do all of those. And I'll just do it.
But a third option is also possible. One brain controlling another brain via the interface.
Thank you.
How does this work in the case of the robot rat? All you need, in fact, are three well-positioned electrodes. Two electrodes in the sensory cortex of the rat send stimuli to the zones connected to its whiskers. When the rat follows the signal sent to its left side and turns in that direction, it is rewarded with a discharge into its pleasure zone. This discharge produces a flow of dopamine, providing instant pleasure. This zone is also called the brain's reward center. We possess a reward center too, just like the rat. In the process of creating a cyborg, this is square one. If we send a stimulus to the zone related to the hand, we create a sensation in that area. In the same way, via the motor cortex, we can provoke an involuntary movement. In Boston, the first machine-brain interface trials have already been conducted on paraplegic patients. Thanks to an electrode chip called the Brain Gate, they can operate a computer remotely by thought. So it's no coincidence that these researches are partly funded by DARPA, the U.S.'s Defense Research Agency. Neuroscience will bring us the soldier of the future.
This is a new deal, gentlemen.
Enemy center of gravity is downtown.
Just get a good view from here.
A remote-controlled soldier? A soldier who, in the midst of a battle, can be sent crucial data and information downloaded into his brain? A soldier who can control his fears?
They're already here. 7,800 veterans are suing the U.S. government, CIA, Pentagon, for septal nose, septal implants that they achieved during times of dentistry. Nose doctors, ENT, would insert these devices into their nose and not even know it. 7,800, 2010, a lawsuit is ongoing. Whoa! See what they're doing in Iraq and Afghanistan before they come back.
Dude, look at me. People all.
Dude, those two people.
You see who pulled up in the white car? I shot that dude in the white car, ran in.
Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Yes.
We possess a reward center too, just like the rat. If we send a stimulus to the zone related to the hand, we create a sensation in that area. In the same way, via the motor cortex, we can provoke an involuntary movement.
You little shoot at us! You little die!
We are going to reach a level of control. The more we learn about the brain, the more researchers discover how little our consciousness and will control our choices and behaviors. Our way of living might be completely transformed by the convergence of neuroscience, genetics, and nanotechnology.
I have a study that goes back to 1971. Dr. Robert and Ralph Schwetzbell, twin brothers of evil. Yes, one of them from Harvard. Is that high enough for you? I have the study in my possession, 1971, of implantable chip and a transponder that could deliver an electrical shock anywhere in the world, could listen to conversations, control their thoughts, their sexual responses, and deliver electrical shock anywhere in the world. In 1971, they can inject thoughts into the brain. Now, that's pretty significant. Now you got my point? So you put some Zoloft, psychotropic drugs, it reduces your ability to control your thoughts. And that's when they take over, especially when you sleep at night. They can hypnotize, change thoughts. This is old. There's a connection. I've got another study. I'm not going to talk about it today, but just briefly. Antidepressants of school shootings, suicide and addictions, almost 99% of the shooters were on Zoloft and other antidepressants. The fake, the lie about ADHD of your children, it's a lie. It's not true. The kids are hyped up on sugar, on drugs, on whatever else, and just being kids, and then diagnosed with ADHD with psychiatrists that are trained to lie because they belong to the Humanist Manifesto, which I've proven is 100% of all schools in America, especially public schools, have humanist psychiatrists, psychologists, that's ordered to do these things. And then they're the fallback. They're the ones they blame it on. And they should be blamed, as cowards that they are. But it goes higher than them. So you take veterans on Zoloft and others. You've implanted the microchips in their nose, their ears, other places. They don't even know it. You give them the messages. You take the frequency vibration I talked about an hour ago. Crank it up to 11 hertz delivered to that individual's DNA sequencing code. You'll control their behavior. Not a problem. You say, we're not there yet. Not there yet. They've had this since 1971. Don't tell me they're not there yet. And you don't think your Joint Chief of Staff don't know this? You don't think your Council of Foreign Relations don't know this? You're darn right they know this, because they're a part of it. That's my beef about it. And I'm exposing it. So if they hear it for some reason, I'm a low-level kind of broadcaster. I don't have international connections. Those with international connections, national connections, have their fingers in all the pots. They're supported by the Illuminati. Otherwise, they'd be dead. Bill Cooper was a real one. Gary Allen's a real one. Nestor Webster. Pretty much others are not. They tell you 80, 90%. Then they distract you from 20%, taking you away from the truth entirely. That's why they're supported at the highest level of financially and connections, etc. The Illuminati wants them dead. They will be dead. Now they speak in the name of Jesus. They talk about Jesus, about being born again and saved. They take it the full step of the way. Now you get somewhere. But if they're not, they want to deliver fear. I call it fear mongering. Well, they lose in the end. There's no way they can win. The Illuminati will be defeated, but not by man. No man will ever defeat the Illuminati. The Illuminati is in control for the time being, and they're slaves of the fallen angels and Satan, literally, on a supernatural level. So what are they doing on our level? Helter Skelter will be used as a dialectic. When they're going to do it, I have no idea. But I guarantee you, you'll know when it starts happening. Right now, they're killing soldiers, killing police officers. I predicted this 5 years ago. I knew they were going to divide the law enforcement. I couldn't tell a lot of people in the law enforcement that they had done crazy. But I can now. Article came out today. Quote, off-duty black cops in New York feel threat from fellow police, unquote. It started. It's going to be white cops will also be a threat from other white cops because they're Freemasons. That's not happened yet. It's happening, but you don't know it publicly yet. It's going on now. They're going little by little. So this makes it plausible deniability. Blaming it on the Ferguson issue. Black and white, racism. It's not it at all. It's secret societies. It's the cops that's given their oath to Lucifer through the blood oaths of the Freemasons versus those that don't. That's the real bottom line. But right now, it's a black and white thing. Because it fits the scenario. This is how these people work. Plausible deniability. The road to Helter Skelter. I talked yesterday about Helter Skelter and Amid the Perfect Storm. To show the connection of the Luciferian agenda, I played actually yesterday the actual prayer to Satan that was conducted at Lake Worth, Florida City, in the actual commissioner's meeting. He had four of them to leave the meeting while this vice mayor, whatever, gave a prayer to Satan, to Mother Earth, to start the meeting. Then they all came back out for the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, then you had Florida police officer died on duty getting shot. A Georgia man killed after firing a hail of bullets at police here in the past week. And Rudy Giuliani, whatever, accuses Obama, black leaders, of stroking anti-police hatred. No, it's Freemasons. Family, it's not Obama. Obama's a puppet like Clinton and Bush and all the rest of them, of the Vatican. The Vatican's a puppet of the Illuminati. Black leaders stroking anti-police hatred. Al Sharpton. But what they don't tell you is, they're all Freemasons, including Rick Joyner and Jerry Boykin. They're stroking, as I played yesterday, the actual words from Rick Joyner, promoting a military takeover of the U.S. government. How come he's not arrested? Because the Freemasons are a part of it, and Knights of Malta are a part of this. So they're all working together. Sharpton, Freemason. Jerry Boykin, Freemason. Working together. Made it look like they're not. You got it? That's how they really do it in the news today. But the murderer who killed two York City cops is a Muslim. Oh, that's convenient. Again, MK Ultra. All this sounds like something out of a TV, don't it? Where do you think TV comes from? They put it in front of your face and put it with a fictional storyline. So when I tell you about it on the air, you'll think, well, I've been watching too much TV. Well, I haven't watched TV in 6 years. I got rid of it. I do research. This is what's going on, family. But my message is, they lose. That's the main thing. It's not to dwell on their power on earth. Because entropy and thermodynamics, they're going to go away. God's in control. They're not. That's what you keep in your mind. Fear sells. You got enough fear, You'll buy enough ammunition till you can't buy anymore. You'll buy enough freeze-dried food. You'll save your gold. But none of that's going to save you. Only Jesus will. It might protect your home for a little while. You'll eat for a while. And then, if nobody comes, takes it from you. But you're going to run out. Thermodynamics, entropy. You're going to eat all the food because you need all the energy. If you're in some kind of firefight and you're really good at protecting your home, you are going to run out of ammunition. So all these programs talking about buy ammunition, go to your blah, 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 all this, get your camouflage paint, put your five-year-old son up there with an AK-47, you know, whatever they're coming up with, all this Rambo stuff, it's fine. You know, whatever. That's their thing. But family, you're going to run out of bullets. You're going to run out of food. And they're going to make the gold illegal to even use. Family, I deal with reality, not Rambo. I don't have time for TV. But it's going to get real. And so this helter-skelter is going to come down to just how much you trust God. You might be good at it. You might chase away a couple of gangs that come inside your home. You might kill a few of them. They'll run. They're cowards anyway. But family, MS-13 is throughout the United States. And they live to die. They don't care. These people are dangerous. And they're controlled by our government. You think they're coming in because they're too smart? No. The government's made the borders porous in order to bring in the subversives to orchestrate helter-skelter. Family, get close to God. A firm relationship with Him. It's going to come down to that anyway. Every case. Now, family, use this holiday period to love each other, to help other people. But keep Jesus in the front eye, not Santa Claus. You know, whether Jesus was born in September, October, November, December, whenever he is born, nobody knows. Nobody even knows what year. Fact is, he is born. He was here. He died. He rose again. He's coming back. He tells us to treat each other as he would the church. And to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul. Two commandments, pretty much summed up. That's the bottom line. Everything else distracts you. That's the focus. But you know, Christmas is being judged as how many presents you got on the tree. People kill themselves because they can't provide. Or they get depressed because they're alone. You're not alone. Trust in God. Well, I don't hear from him. That's because you're not trusting in him, goodness sakes alive. Everything else will keep you tied up and busy. Homosexual agenda is the greatest threat to liberty that the U.S. has ever seen. Brian Fisher? You got to be kidding me. Homosexual agenda is the greatest threat to liberty? No. Freemasons, Knights of Malta, the Illuminati, the Vatican, that's your greatest threat to liberty. They use homosexual agenda. They use the feminist movement. It's plausible deniability to separate and divide. See how they manipulate these articles? You know that the U.S. court struck down a North Carolina ultrasound abortion law? That they are to show the ultrasound of an abortion before it happens? And then they're supposed to counsel the woman or young girl, whatever, is going to have an abortion? By striking down this law means they don't have to counsel them. Isn't North Carolina the Bible Belt or something or another too? See what they're doing? even in Maryland, even in North Carolina. You ever heard of a Dr. Laura? You know, she adopted 10 pit bulls. Wasn't that nice? Problem is, she adopted them to euthanize them. Report was that this one, I don't know who she is exactly, but anyway, she adopted 10 pit bulls because she hates them. And then she had them euthanized immediately. Man, people turn cold today. The articles are coming out, boom, 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 left and right. You know, the feds want to replace your driver's license with a national ID card. Here we go. Since 2006, they've tried and tried and tried. Been resistance ever since. Now they're coming back with it again. The national ID card will then be transferred to a digital tattoo that goes on your arm. They're sneaky. Man, they just sneak right up. They're coming back with it. So once they get everybody on this national ID card, if it happens again, they'll go right to the national, tattoo, digital tattoo. It's called the Mark of the Beast. It's people sneaky. Americans aren't getting married today. Researchers think porn is part of the problem. Porn is part of the problem. Porn? And it goes way past porn. There's been an attack on the family since there was TV, radio. Many different directions. Come from councils, committees, Council of Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group. Trilateral Commission. That's why we have legalized abortion, birth control pills, vaccines, transhumanism, hybrids, same-sex marriages, Common Core, sharing bathrooms, dumbing down America. Charlotte Iserby talks about that in a massive, massive report. Spies, New World Order, microchipping. All that has everything to do with why people aren't getting married. They want them separated. Well, I lived in sin for a long time, back and forth. I know what I was doing was wrong. But God opened my eyes, family, to this conspiracy, and this vastness is unbelievable. It's amazing. Hey, I got something for you white folk out there that from Alabama and all these places, y'all. A study, many self-identified white people have some African ancestry. They had a talk show, a regular show, I forget which one it was Murrow or Dr. Phil or something, whatever, they're all the same. Had a racist, a supremacist there. And they did a blood test, and they came back and says, you got black blood in you. Oh, yeah. One of the biggest discoveries was that self-identified white people from the South have the highest concentration of African genes in the United States. States like Louisiana, South Carolina, showing 1 in 20 have 2% African ancestry. Self-identified white Americans with African ancestry. How about that? I'm leading up to something. Those of you that know me already know where I'm headed. Did you know that since the 1400s AD, America was targeted by the Illuminati to be the melting pot of the world, the North American continent, later become called United States of America Incorporated, and America, whatever. It was designed that way. Integrate all the races together was always the plan. I have evidence of that. Everybody, everything I tell you, I've got evidence, or I wouldn't say it. Dr. Brock Crisholm said between 1948 and 1953, he is director of the World Health Organization, United Nations. After they appoint the Illuminati head, the Antichrist is what it's called, it is established through Brock Crisholm that their plans are to proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing black, red, yellow, and white races together. They're now able to do it. But this is the 1940s. They've been doing it since early 1900s, since about 1600s. So it was all planned out. Dr. Brock Crisholm advocated on Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He said, and I quote, "By mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear," unquote. The idea is to eradicate any separate distinction of races, to bring them all together in a melting pot. This has always been the plan. Pure races wiped out to bring in a new world order, North American continent, under one control. This is the biggest picture that I can paint for you. But in the meantime, they need helter-skelter to justify an elimination of the population and to bring about martial law. Now, I've been talking sporadically over the past 5 years about Charles Manson. Every now and then I bring it up, and those as regular researchers that wondered what I was talking about went back and would start looking and all this, and I was periodically bringing them up. I was waiting for the time that he was going to take a significant role in this new world order. You see, the Sharon Tate murders and the LaBlanca murders were his initiation to become a channel of Satan or another fallen angel of some sort to fully dwell within him and be protected while in prison, if in prison at all. And once he's indwelled, like the Dalai Lama and like all the others, that sound crazy, doesn't it? But it's true. That's what the monks are there for. That's what avatars are there for. All through history, Satan picks his minions. And by human sacrifice, murder, rape, sodomy, and abomination, that body is able to be possessed. The DNA is changed to be able to be possessed and be channeled. Channeled why? As a medium between the supernatural, fallen angels, and the second heaven. The world you can't see, to be able to issue their orders and their directions, their inventions and their plans to mankind to carry it out. Well, recently, Manson come up again. Remember before it was 1969, about the times they were trying to instigate another racial division. And ironically, 1969, when Charles Manson got his initiation to the Luciferian agenda and his murder set up the possession of his body, and the race riots began around 68, 69, it's getting kind of ugly. It so happens that by 1971, Richard Nixon, did you know, was planning a military coup of the U.S. government with working with a special friend of his by the name of General Cushman. And by September 1972, they had planned on assassinating Spiro Agnew as he was going to speak in San Diego in a Republican convention, September 1972. And a unit from the LAPD, Super Secret Domestic Intelligence Unit, whichever police department has, major one, works with the CIA for subversive reasons, was going to, a sniper from the LAPD, was going to assassinate Spiro Agnew, September 1972. A distraction, there's going to be a fight on the campaign floor, And then through distraction, the sniper from LAPD was going to knock off NAGNU on national TV. And then following that was going to be explosions blamed on the liberals would give justification to Nixon declare martial law. Now, I researched that. Glasshouse Tapes, Lewis Tackwood. I found articles that confirmed that Schlesinger even investigated how quickly they could move 82nd Airborne from Fort Bragg to Washington, D.C. to counterbalance the Marines, 10,000, if Nixon had set this plan up. That there's rumors in the White House that Nixon was setting up to amend the 22nd Amendment so he could go for another term to become dictator, just like Bush had planned, like FDR had planned. That's correct. So Helter Skelter was being planned in 1969 to 1971. That's my point. When you put all this together, quite amazing how that worked out. Now, I'm going to see if this works here. Yes. Okay. And I want you to, now, you all make your mind up, your own minds, about what I've told you. Oh, this, okay, I think this is going to work after all. I was going to try this and see if I could pull this off. I'm taking a big risk here. I want you all to hear an interview that I found quite enlightening about what the Manson women spoke about was going on in that period of time. That almost exactly mirrors what's happening right now in Ferguson. Now, Manson got married, supposedly. Manson is diagnosed at 79 years old. Oh, he should be, you know, poor guy is failing in health. Should release him. Married. He's 79. Needs to be released. Rumors are back in June he was released. Then they said, well, no, it's a hoax. All kinds of articles of that nature. Now, you say, why? Because family, he's been organizing these street gangs since day one. Now, there's 2012, he went before the board, and they found no reason until they come up with the secondary reasons that he himself said, Manson said, I'm a dangerous man. And they said, for these reasons, and the fact you've not shown any remorse, they denied him, according to what's recorded here. They denied him release. But in June, it was reported he was released. Then he said, well, it's a hoax. Now, what I'm trying to do right now, if you bear with me here a second, I'm trying to queue up an interesting part of this interview, which is quite lengthy, but I'm not going to do the lengthy part. And I've got queued in the part that I want you to hear shortly. Has to do with Helter Skelter and link with what's going on today. This was produced by Denise Scheider. She interviewed Manson. And my idea here, and right now I'm trying to cue it up, is to show you the connection between what's happening today . Okay, I may have to have this thing queued up before I go into it. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But this Helter Skelter is being set up to cause division, to say the least. The whole goal has been to divide the family all along, divide the military, divide the police, divide parents and children, divide the religions, promote child euthanasia, divide the churches, destroy Christianity, Freemasons, set up the North American Union. All this has been orchestrated by the Illuminati through their councils and committees, and using the street gangs as plausible deniability to justify martial law. This is their major plan on the long term. Now, I think I've got this queued up. Let's see what happens here. Oh, I see it queuing now. It's going to take a little while here. If you bear with me here a minute. And I'll see if I can... I see what happens. All right. Well, in the meantime, while this is queuing up, it has that queue thing, right? When this helter-skelter takes off, the average American out there that's just living their life, and they have no clue what we're talking about today. Man, they don't have any idea at all. And so they depend, the Illuminati, your Mockingbird, the Operation Mockingbird and others, the talk shows that are telling you all this stuff that's causing the fear, you're all going to die, vaccinations, GMO products, cough is down in Georgia, Fukushima, all that stuff. It depends on you to go to those not listening and say, Mom, let me tell you about this, or Dad, let me tell you, hey, John, do you hear about all y'all conspiracy theorists? To you to be the mouthpiece. They're counting on that. And you to come at them with panic. So they're using you through them. But nobody's talking about Jesus. Nobody's talking about Jesus. That's the trick. So others just shut down. They go about their daily business. You conspiracy researchers, you're the mouthpieces of the ones playing you, causing the fear and distraction. So you need to take a step further to know where the power lies and find solutions. That's where you thwart them. It's not about religion. It's about the supernatural interacting with the natural. Now, while this queues up, and I really want you to hear this interview, because this interview is, and I found it last night, is so closely related to exactly what's happening today. It is mind-boggling. And it makes you think, well, is this really a coincidence, or is this just carrying on a plan they failed to carry through the last time? You see, they keep forgetting that God's in control. Whole idea is to have a downfall of democracy, which never existed in the first place. It was a facade all along. And the way they've done this is just absolutely amazing. I mean, it can really, really enhance, I mean, really enthrall you about how they've planned this. But then it's disgusting when you start looking at the ramifications of what they've done. They've got to target the veterans. They have to target the veterans. Because they know the veterans are the ones that can slow down, stop, or distract from this North American Union. They build us strong up to the Korean War and Vietnam War. They knew that they had to reverse it all in 1945 to 1948. Our own government, working with the Illuminati, secret societies. They then had to do the takedown. And they knew that wasn't going to be easy. Okay, I think that I got it here. Yeah, all right. Now, you all tell me. Now, maybe I'm wrong here. If I'm wrong, I need you to correct me. If I'm not, check this out. Here we go. See how this works.
Number nine. You know, and then he was real.
Okay, now this. These are the girls of Manson talking. They're in prison today. And they're older, a whole lot older. But they're telling the truth. So let's see what they got to say.
That society had totally dumped him. I think he felt a rage and a hatred for society.
And the women say early in 1969, Manson found an anthem for his rage. The Beatles' new White Album, with songs like Helter Skelter, Piggies, about the white establishment in the suburbs clutching their knives and forks, and Revolution Number 9. Manson told them it was written for him.
Somewhere in one of the songs, we were supposed to hear them saying his name or something. And, you know, we'd listen to it over and over and over.
Number 9, number 9, number 9.
Number 9, number 9. You know, and then he was real
possession
involved in Revelations 9.
He said the biblical prophecy of the apocalypse was at hand. And he said news reports about riots and black militancy proved it. He called on his followers to get ready for what he called Helter Skelter.
Basically, he thought Helter Skelter would be what?
It was going to be a racially motivated revolution. And that the blacks were going to control and take over the power.
And the only way to survive the coming Holocaust, Manson said, was to prepare for war. For that, they needed money.
Did you take part in the burglaries?
I only did one, my father's. I robbed my father's house.
He began testing to see which of his followers had courage and obedience.
And stand up against a tree and he'd throw knives at me. He's thrown hatchets at people. Do you trust me? Do you love me enough? You know, stand up against that tree. So that when he threw the knife, you know, I did that kind of thing without hesitation.
Manson said death was not the end of life. It was just another high. Although the women didn't know it, by the summer of 69, one of Manson's men had already murdered someone. And Manson himself had shot and nearly killed a black drug dealer.
He began to feel very paranoid. We started to have a lot more guns at the ranch and knives, and people were on lookouts. We were pretty much all running on definite fear. And he asked us constantly, each one of us, you know, will you die for me? Will you be my finger on a hand? Will you be me? I want your will.
August the 8th, 1969. The women say by that day Manson had made it clear they might have to ignite Helter Skelter themselves. But Manson says he was mostly concerned with bailing a follower out of jail and called a meeting to say, get the money.
They said, how do we do it? I said, don't ask me how to do it. I don't want to be no part of no conspiracy. But however you do it and get it done now. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. Do it. Get it done.
And these were people that you had talked about, Helter Skelter. You had talked about bringing the vengeance of the world down on people. You had told them.
Sure.
You
yeah,
had told
talked,
them that to
certainly.
Kill others would
yes,
to give them life.
Yeah, exactly.
But you didn't expect them to go out and do this.
No. Wait, whoa. I don't live in anticipation, woman. I live on now.
Charlie came and woke me up. And he said, get up. I want you to go somewhere. And so I did.
Why did you do it?
I was following Charlie's orders. Because they were Charlie's orders.
Uh-huh. You see? That's how it works.
The Levion family have...
Not Levion family either. Shut up. Okay. It's not the Levion family either on jewelers. See, family, that's how Satan works, through his minions. When you get on radio broadcasting or you hear a show and you say, okay, we're going to go through a step today, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. They're trying to hypnotize you. It's new age, nonsense. Yoga, heavy into it. There's no such thing as Christian yoga. It's impossible to be a born-again Freemason. Not possible. Because Satan rides in the secret society. Satan rides in these prisons. They're going to release the felons eventually, all of them. And the ones that don't take an oath to Lucifer will die. It's their plan. They're going to go after the police officers. They've already infiltrated the police departments with Freemason cops and cops, and excuse me, and yeah, cops that are former felons that the records have been expunged, so you can't find it. Trained in Christian Identity, Blackwater, ADL, possessed way beyond, will start identifying those cops that are good cops and befriending them, actually. Either pull them in the lodge or they'll be identified to be taken out. And so, same goes for schools, prisons, those felons that do not come over and take the blood oath to Lucifer, and atheists, if you think you're safe, atheists will be the last to go. They will go. An atheist will be given the opportunity to give an oath to a supernatural being he doesn't know exists, doesn't believe exists. If he doesn't believe it and still don't, he will be an enemy to the Luciferian order. They'll do the atheist last because they'll use the atheist to ferret out the Christians. And then they'll kill the atheist after it's over with. See, Helter Skelter is coming, and God's going to allow it. Because we turn away from God. What in the world do you expect? You think God's going to reward this? This is my message. Is all this is going to come to a head. This cannot go on forever. And you look for the signs of the times to give an indication of how close we are. That's why I started off an hour and a half ago about that accident that people went into. And woman died coming back from a play. You don't have to wait for Helter Skelter. You don't have to wait until you see Jesus in the air. You better take Jesus Christ now. What are you waiting on? That's the bottom line. This whole broadcast has been put together not by me. I'm going along with the program as God puts in my heart to talk about. That's how sometimes I put it together. It's not all laid out. I just don't lay it out like, you know, in a script. There's a message that comes through because I allow it to. Because I do the best I can to stay straight. For me, it's an effort every day. Man, I'm a sinner, man. I can tell you. People that know me know what I've done in my past. I'm not proud of it by no stretch of the imagination. But I'm open to God and Him first and me last. I've learned this. And I've learned it the hard way. Socialism and racism. You see, back in 1969, they were planning for the 1972 military takeover of the U.S. government using race. Does that sound a bit familiar? Ferguson Brown, Bundy, Ranch. Sixth phase attack in World War II. There's supposed to be a new world order then. The world was divided into 10 unions in 1943. Six phases. All the world leaders were working together. Hitler, Churchill, FDR, Stalin, and they're all cousins. Take your history book, chunk it. Evidence. You'll find pictures. I have them. Myself, you can find them yourself also. Bellamy. Bellamy salute. Before 1931, 31 before, started in the black schools, then went to the white schools. Since all public schools are humanist schools, of giving a pledge of allegiance in the Hitler format. Hand out straight, palm down. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Was the black schools in America first, and the white schools came next. That's how they were doing it. Because the sixth phase of World War II, Hitler was to take the United States, working with FDR, working with Churchill. And Yamamoto was to completely sweep in Pearl Harbor in three-phase attack and then just move on into California. See, America was supposed to be a dictatorship. Family, I got evidence of this. I'm not making false claims here. Only got 20 minutes. I need more time to try to get across to you what's really going on. I'll give you part of it. March 4th, 1939. FDR said behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees, of which Senator Lundeen was a member. I just read you part of his quote. You get the full quote on my website in the timeline I have there, watchmanforjesus.com. Go to March 4th, 1939 on my timeline. You can read the whole quote. He said as part of the quote, March 4th, 1939, a quote that was never to be released to the public, but it was after he died, and Senator Lundeen gave it to William G. Carr, who put it in the book, Red Fog Over America, and it checks out. I'll just leave that like it is. But part of the quote said, March 4th, 1939, in front of three congressional committees as witnesses, quote, to hell with American people, as far as the democracy is concerned, does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business and infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law. Confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. And even his ancestor, unquote, his ancestor, Clinton Roosevelt, gave the document necessary for Karl Marx to plagiarize so he could write the Communist Manifesto in 1848. Clinton Roosevelt wrote The Science of Government, founded on natural law, 1841. I got a copy of it. And he used that and gave it to Karl Marx to rewrite, plagiarize, and call it the Communist Manifesto. That was the bloodline of FDR. Family, this goes way back, you see? These are facts, man. These are facts. So, we were preparing us, separate investigation and research, for the Heil Hitler sign up to 1931. We funded Adolf Hitler fully through IG Farben, chemical cartel, 1928. Rockefellers did, through Wall Street, funded Hitler 100%. And so did Henry Ford with vehicles for him to use his Nazis for. That's correct. Now you're getting the idea. So they prepared us for the sixth phase by already saluting the American flag with Heil Hitler sign. But things fell apart, didn't they? Things fell apart. So they had to go to hand over the left breast for Pledge of Allegiance because it wasn't working out the way they'd planned. So right now to the present is bringing hatred, arresting, killing, focusing on the cops. Just like I said. Except now they're blaming it on the black and the white. But it's going to go into the white too. White will check out white. It's about the secret societies. It's been set up all along. Today. And now they're trying it again. They're throwing their hat into the circle. What they did in 69. What they're going to do in 72 and 69. As evidence confirms. What they're going to try to do in 1942-43. A military takeover of the U.S. government. Smedley D. Butler was part of that in 1933 to 1943. It didn't work out the way they expected. 1984. Oliver North, Knights of Malta. Gianfrida, Reagan. Rex 84. Jack Brooks tried to uncover that. I played that testimony to you the other day. We're there again. You got race rice every darn where. They're trying this thing out once more. Blaming it on Ferguson, Brown. The cops are, you know, you got bad cops there. And you got bad cops. And the good cops are between a rock and a hard place. You see, the blue coat, but they don't realize their own fellow cops are going to play against them. Even the felons don't understand that their fellow felons are going to play against them. When are people going to wake up? I wish I could tell everybody, but I can't. You know, even the monkeys, there's a thing here about monkeys. About a monkey, they got a picture of a monkey that where his friend, another monkey, was dying. He tries, he revives his electrocuted friend. A monkey helps a monkey. Even the monkeys help each other. At a train station in Kapoor, December 21st. A fellow primate was electrocuted and fell unconscious.
Come see what the experts are raving.
And fell unconscious. The rescue monkey went to action. First he tried rubbing and patting the other monkey and then moved on to more drastic measures, dipping them in nearby water. Train passengers looked while snapping photos and shooting video of the incredible rescue. At about 20 minutes, the injured monkey started to show signs of life and seemed that it would be okay. Even monkeys, the guys are jumping on his fellow monkey like he's doing some kind of CPR. Those are monkeys, family. I see him right here jumping up and down, jerking him, throwing him down on the ground, jumping on top of him, put him in water, pull him out of the water. It's amazing. And those are monkeys. What's wrong with humans today? We're distracted. You've got a off-duty black cop here, a picture of one. It says off-duty black cops in New York feel threat from fellow police. Family, I've been warning about this all along. But based on what? The racial issue. But it's not. It's a secret society issue. Blamed on the black and white issue. And then so now the black cops are going to feel threats from the white cops. And not only that, but also because they're cops from citizens they're trying to protect. You see what they're doing? It's not right. But the white cops don't understand it's going to come on them too. But later down the road. This is an amazing agenda that's being put forth before us. We're all being distracted at the highest level, right down to our level. The idea is to find Jesus Christ. You know, the distraction, look at this. Quote, social psychologist from Stanford and Yale Universities, John Clay College of Criminal Justice, conducted research including the study, 2004, of seeing black race, crime, and visual processing, quote, showing there's an implicit racial bias in American psyche that correlates black maleness with crime. Let me tell you what they can do with that study. You see, you got social psychologists from Stanford and Yale University. Really? How credible do you think that is? You think that's credible? Well, let's take a little peek here. How credible do you think that might be? Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. Liars and murderers on a high level. That's a fact. Now, that being said, and I got evidence of quotes that confirm that the Council of Foreign Relations, responsible for both the dead in World War II and Korea. The CFR was created by the Rockefellers, and they have everything in our government represented, from media to TV to oil companies to legislative branch, State Department, U.S. military, Joint Chief of Staff, banking, CFR, everything. But they got education, too. Well, let's see what we got here that are members of the Illuminati in the education CFR. Harvard? Check. Yale? Look at there. Princeton? Columbia? Well, look at there. Stanford? Well, shut my mouth. And MIT and Cornell, University of Texas, City College, University of Chicago, Johns Hopkins, Rockefeller University, of course, University of St. Louis, California, George Washington University, and blah, blah, blah. Every darn one of them. Now, that being said, in the education department, pretty sweeping statement I made, wasn't it? A humanist, Charles Francis Potter, 1930, said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. And 57 years later, to show you the continuity, Herbert London, educator at New York University, said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now count among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. Roger Kimball, 2 years later, 1989, confirms it at every undergraduate and graduate levels. Now, I ask you, I don't give a hoot what professor, educator, researcher comes out of these colleges. You can't trust literally not one study, not one course, because they're humanist. They're Luciferian, as confirmed. Now, you're probably saying, well, what's humanist? Okay, I can tell you right quick before I got to go. A humanist, in short, deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. There is where they're going to release all the felons and close down the prisons when the Great White Brotherhood has total control of the North American Union. If they deny the existence of absolute moral laws, they will not have any more prisons open or being used for felons. They will close them down. That's why. They will extinguish, they will get rid of the death penalty. They'll start with the religious part first. That's how they'll do it. Deny the existence of inalienable rights. All this is supposed to match the Bible. So they go opposite. They'll get rid of the Constitution. The Constitution's already been rid of. You don't have a Constitution. Never did, really. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Abortion. Child euthanasia. You see how it works? Do as thou wilt. Even if you're murdered, it's a learning experience. Have an abortion. Well, if you get raped, well, it's a learning experience. That's where it started. The Princeton mom. I talked about that last Friday. That's where it started. They claim they can only be successful in creating the utopia by establishing a world government or a new world order. And last, very significantly, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. That's how they convince their followers. There's your humanist manifesto. Every school goes by those orders. Therefore, you can't believe one study or one professor in these colleges. A sweeping statement with evidence. These studies about Jesus coming out of Harvard are absolutely worthless because they're biased. I don't care if he's got the Nobel Peace Prize, means zero. It's a napkin. It's a piece of paper, means zip. Because Nobel was Illuminati. That means it's canceled out. It means nothing. It's man-made junk. Nobel Peace Prize. It's garbage. It's based on a system that's operated by entropy and thermodynamics that burns up, dies, rusts, rots, consumed. It means nothing. But what means something is eternal. And that's through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, because you're going to need him when the time comes. Right now, I'd call him now if I was you and use this holiday period to call on his name and bring Jesus to your celebration. Don't worry about your darn presents. Don't worry about Santa Claus, because there ain't one. Only Santa Claus you got is whoever can put a pillow in his belly, and some don't need that if you drink a whole lot of Diet Coke. And they just put a belly right there, and they say, ho, 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 and they're no farmer. They are Santa Claus. There's your Santa Claus. And a big old fat man like that can't go around every house in 19-point-something seconds and deliver your presents. That's a bunch of baloney. Family, the real is Jesus Christ. He can save you, not Santa. That's the bottom line. Family, I believe in reality now. I don't believe in Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, none of that nonsense. Jesus Christ is there for you, family. He's there to make you happy, make the season good for you by bringing Jesus Christ to your family. Not fantasy. Because fantasy is based on evil. Sorry, but it is. Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. Jesus Christ is king. And he's coming back. Where are you going to be when he does? And don't wait till you see him in the clouds, because you may die before then, not to be negative all about it. So there ain't no death, family. There's no death. When you die physically, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. There's no hanging around at Starbucks and haunting it for a while. You're going to go to heaven or to hell waiting for your judgment for eternity. It's up to you where you spend it. Because once you die, they know coming back. It's like trying to put milk back in the carton after you done drank it. Family, it ain't going to work. That was silly, wasn't it? I want to remind you all that we're played. John Kirkler plays us at highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. John Kirkler. He's got sponsors up there, and all he does for us, for me, is plays my broadcast, my Bible studies. And I appreciate that. For that, I talk about his radio program, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got sponsors. Go find them. If you need to use them, there you go. And get in touch with him or watch his shows. He plays us randomly. He plays me randomly. I keep saying us. But I guess it is us. We got people help me with articles. They send me articles, and that's inclusive, so I guess so. And I have a Watchman for Jesus Facebook and watchmanforjesus.com website. Now, next week, hit the ground running. Talk about their schemes and their plans and see what happens this weekend and what happens, you know, next week. If they kind of pull some kind of nasty for Christmas, I don't know. Some sky thing going on, who knows what, or nothing. But 2015, family, I don't know. If I was you, I'd buckle up for 2015. Because this agenda is picking up steam. And everything I've talked about today in the past will bleed into 2015. It's up to God when he allows them to go the next step. Not up to them. It's up to God. How's God judge it? How's God fix it? It's about us, by accepting and rejecting Jesus. 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's your homework. 2 Chronicles 7:14. To humble ourselves before the Lord. That's the bottom line. Be happy in his love, his protection. Not in the world. And I explained the world in thermodynamics. There's no thermodynamics in heaven. And heaven's real. And so Satan's real. But he's temporary. Family, y'all have a great weekend. And I won't be live tomorrow. I'll be living, I'll be breathing, but won't be live on the radio. God have it. It's up to him anyway. I'll be back Monday live. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not live on the radio. So I'll still be talking because I got a 24-hour loop. And I better quit talking because my loop is over now on the live show. Y'all have a good night. And God bless you all and have a great week. Love you, and thank you all for joining me today. And this is your Watchman, signing off. Goodbye, and God bless. Until the next time.
I am with you every day to the end.